What's up, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of the Epstein Chronicles. Hope that all of you are having a great morning out there so far, and hopefully the rest of your day is even better. As we sit and await the verdict from the jury in the Ghislaine Maxwell trial, I'm left with several questions, hell, a lot more than several, but we'll try and keep the scope small here this morning. And one of the questions that keeps popping up in my mind is the massage table and what sort of relevance that had as far as them providing it as evidence inside of the courtroom. And then when you look at some of the other charges, the interstate charges, the charges of bringing girls from across state lines for sex, it starts to make a little bit more sense what they were doing with the massage table. And this morning, we're going to talk a little bit more about that as we wait for this verdict. And we're going to discuss a little bit more about how that massage table is relevant and why they were introducing it in the first place as evidence. Now, obviously, the jury is going to take as much time as needed. Will there be a verdict today? I don't know. Quite possible. Like I said last night, I have a gut feeling that there will be a verdict today, but that doesn't, you know, mean much. It's just a guess on my part. But one thing we do know is that the jury is going through things with a fine-tooth comb, and they're definitely being very deliberate. Now, does that bode well for the prosecution? Does that bode well for the defense? I don't know. But what I will tell you is this. We are almost at the point where all the questions are going to be put to rest. And hopefully, they're going to be replaced with some answers. Because throughout this whole entire thing, at least for the 3 years or so that I've been covering it, all we seem to get are a lot more questions and no answers. So hopefully, today, tomorrow, next day or two, whatever it may be, we get the answer, at the very least, on Ghislaine Maxwell's fate. Because I'll tell you what, folks, after all of the stuff that we have read, all of the articles that we have been through, all of the information that we have poured over, it is very obvious to me that Ghislaine Maxwell, the Core Four, and the rest of Jeffrey Epstein's associates should have all been arrested the first time around when he originally got arrested. And they were all let off the hook, all because of that non-prosecution agreement and the spaghetti-spined prosecutors in Florida that played ball with Epstein. So for all of these years, Maxwell has been able to avoid being in the spotlight, really, being put under the microscope, having to answer the allegations presented before her. But all of that, that's all ended. And now Ghislaine Maxwell is sitting there with her fate in the hands of what I would guess are a bunch of working class, middle class, lower were middle class Americans. And that does not seem like it's going to be a good feeling for Ghislaine Maxwell when those she hates the most are the ones that are going to decide her fate. And when they do decide her fate, they're going to be taking a lot of things into account. And one of those things, like I discussed here a second ago in the opening, is this massage table. So we're going to talk a little bit more about this massage table right now, and how it's relevant moving forward. This is an article from the New York Post. Headline: Here's why Epstein's massage table could land Maxwell a 40-year sentence. This article was authored by Ben Fuhrhard. Jeffrey Epstein's green massage table was rolled into the courtroom as evidence in Ghislaine Maxwell's trial, because it's key to the top charge the accused madam, a co-conspirator, general all-around scuzzbag, faces. The unorthodox piece of evidence was raised by Assistant U.S. Attorney Allison Moe in her closing argument Monday as she explained the lone sex trafficking charge against Maxwell, which involves an element of interstate commerce. And that's where the massage table comes in, right? The interstate commerce part. The sex trafficking count relates only to testimony from Maxwell accuser Carolyn, who said she was groped by the disgraced socialite, co-conspirator, general all-around scuzzbag, and bipedal serpent, at age 14, while preparing to massage Epstein. So the idea here is that this table was made in California, but shipped to Florida. And according to Allison Moe and the prosecutors, that would affect the Interstate Commerce Clause. And that would also move forward the charges of Ghislaine Maxwell and sex trafficking. So it seems like a mundane bit of information, right? And kind of like a situation where when it was happening, we're like, why are they even introducing this massage table? What sort of role is that going to play? But it makes sense when you hear their closing statement, the closing arguments from the prosecution, and what they're positing the table to mean. The charge carries a maximum sentence of 40 years in prison, the stiffest penalty of the six counts against Maxwell. Because Carolyn was abused by Epstein on a massage table that was made in California and shipped to Florida, that alone affects interstate commerce, Moe said in her closing argument, and it also bolsters the argument that these girls were being shipped across state lines for sexual purposes. We all know that that was the case. We know that Ghislaine Maxwell and Jeffrey Epstein weren't flying these girls all over the place out of the kindness of their hearts. We know that you've had it rough. You come from a broken home, parents were on drugs, you were abused by your relatives, so we're going to make your life better. We just want you to come hang out with us and get a taste of the good life. Now, if that was what Epstein and Maxwell were doing, boy, this wouldn't even be a conversation, would it? But that's not what they were doing. That's how they would set it up. We want to take care of you. We're going to help you. Here's some money. Oh no, this isn't abuse. This is normal behavior. Look at all the other girls doing it. Even Ghislaine Maxwell, Oxford-educated posh Ghislaine Maxwell, is involved. And that was their whole shtick, wasn't it? The whole entire scam. When she was abused on a massage table that was manufactured in California, that proves that there was at least a minimal effect on interstate commerce, which is all that is required for this count, Moe told jurors. And while it seems like a weak connection, she is not wrong. That is all that really, matters to prove that there was minimal effect on interstate commerce here. And if you're going by the letter of the law, which they should be, then that should affect Maxwell and how the jurors read these accusations. You can't use interstate commerce in the pursuit of criminal activities such as human trafficking. And again, I ask you, like a broken record at this point, where is the Mann Act charges? Where are all of the heavy-ass federal charges that they love to drop on people? Those of you who have listened to this podcast, you know I've screamed from mountaintops about this. I've seen RICO unleashed on regular folks, people I care about, for things as ridiculous as quote-unquote illegal sports gambling. Yet these people are able to get away with this shit for so long. They're able to use stuff like the massage table and engage in interstate commerce in the pursuit of human trafficking, and there's no gigantic federal pop for that. The two-tier justice system is alive and well, folks, and it's right there in front of all of your faces. You just have to be willing to see what's going on here. And I don't care what side of the political aisle you're on. Guess what? It doesn't matter to them either. Okay? If you're you're working class, you're the working poor, you're nothing to them. You are a piece on the game board. Just look at the way they treat their endless wars. Look at the way they treat the poor. Ah, you know what? The people are starving. That's right. Let them eat war. And on and on and on it goes. Jurors must also weigh a number of other elements to convict Maxwell on the count, including whether she knew Carolyn was under 18, that she knowingly recruited her, and that she caused Carolyn to engage in a commercial sex act, Moe said. Check, 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 check. She knew Carolyn was under 18. She knowingly recruited her, and she caused Carolyn to engage in a commercial sex act. All of that, all the boxes are checked. So with that, the jury should take a look at this and see exactly what we're seeing as well. And again, it seems like a mundane fact, right? The massage table. And it's not a huge piece of evidence, right? Like a huge piece of evidence that you would traditionally see. But it does put the pieces together here, and it ties together their commercial sex act in an interstate manner. So that is what the whole entire premise behind this table is and was. After her summation, Maxwell defense attorney Bobby Sternum objected to the characterization of the table affecting interstate commerce, but was overruled by Judge Allison Nathan. Of course the massage table was used in the course of the crime here, Prosecutor Andrew Rohrbach said after Sternum raised the objection on Monday. So they tried to object to it, the table being used to affect interstate commerce, meaning Maxwell's defense team, and they were shot down by Judge Nathan. And that's another reason why I'm bringing this up, because I think it's going to prove relevant moving forward here, obviously, to get the charges locked in on Maxwell. So with Nathan giving the okay that the table did affect interstate commerce, that signals to the jury that this, in fact, is what the prosecutors are asserting that it is. A piece of evidence used in a crime of human trafficking, interstate lines, with commerce attached to it. The massage table from the multimillionaire pedophile's Palm Beach estate was brought into the Manhattan courtroom and briefly examined by a police officer who testified on December 3rd. Now remember, this massage table, this green massage table, was taken in the raid of Jeffrey Epstein's house in 2005 in Palm Beach. And Officer Parkinson, who was one of the witnesses, was the one who gave the testimony in the courtroom about the massage table. That it was the exact massage table, all of that stuff confirmed that it was the evidence that they seized, and even set it up in the courtroom. The dark green collapsible table was shown to jurors as Assistant U.S. Attorney Maureen Comey quizzed former Palm Beach police officer Gregory Parkinson about a search warrant he and other cops executed at the estate in 2005. Parkinson put on black disposable gloves and briefly examined the table in the middle of the courtroom about 10 feet away from where Maxwell sat with her defense attorneys. So remember, think back to December 3rd, all the way back to the very beginning of this, basically, and Parkinson's testimony. And we talked about it a little bit then, about the table and how, you know, it was, seems to be a bit inconsequential. But later on down the road, when you get all of the arguments locked in, things start to make a little bit more sense. And that certainly is the case with this massage table, no doubt about it. He then told Comey that it was indeed the massage table seized from Epstein's estate on October 20th, 2005, the day he and other officers searched the mansion. Now, they found a whole bevy of stuff in that mansion, folks. All kinds of videos and pictures and who knows what the hell else they found. The question is, where is all of that stuff? And why wasn't any of it used to get more convictions here? We also know that at some point, Epstein's lawyers left Epstein's house in Palm Beach after the first arrest with a hard drive and a bag full of other stuff. So where did all of this stuff go? And why weren't all of Epstein's properties raided at the very same time? Oh, sure, we saw the raid in New York and we saw it in Florida. Oh, we saw them head on down to the Virgin Islands, but not all at the same time. The second this asshole was arrested, the second that plane landed in Teterboro, they should have took him into custody, and at the same time they took him into custody, every single one of his homes should have been raided. From New Mexico all the way down to the Virgin Islands, every one of them at the same time should have had those doors kicked in. But that didn't occur. So when you piecemeal it and you do it a little bit at a time, of course evidence is going to be hidden. Of course you're going to miss things. And of course Epstein's going to be able to continue with his disgusting deviancy. It's from the second floor, south bathroom, where the shower was, he said. The jury in the Maxwell trial deliberated for a full day Monday and sent four notes to the judge requesting transcripts of testimony and clarifications on what evidence they can consider for the counts against her. So as we sit here today, folks, and we wait for this verdict, as we wait for the jury to come back with a decision on Ghislaine Maxwell's future, we're left with a lot of questions still. And a lot of people have legitimate questions. Hopefully we get some more answers. Because I'll tell you, up until this point, every time you get one question answered, well, there's about 10 more questions that come right after it. And it's been like that since, at the very least, since I started looking into this case 3 years ago. And I don't see it changing anytime soon. So, we'll see what the jury comes up with, folks. We'll see if today is the day, if it's going to take them a little bit longer, whatever it is. We're going to be here for it every single morning, every single evening. Now, tomorrow, day after, you name it, until we get this verdict. And then after the verdict, oh what, you think the conversation is over? These people are still out there running the streets. The people who were working with Epstein, the remnants of his operation, the Core Four. There is still a very, very long and sordid story to be told here, folks. And hopefully, with a conviction of Ghislaine Maxwell, we start moving towards that whole entire story unfolding. As for this morning, that's going to wrap it up, folks, and we're going to sit back now and we're going to wait to see what occurs throughout the day. Obviously, like usual, context episodes coming your way, and then tonight, the evening update, hopefully, the verdict edition. So I hope that all of you have a great day, and I will be back later on. If you'd like to contact me, you can do that at bobbycappucci@protonmail.com. That's B-O-B-B-Y. C-A-P-U-C-C-I at protonmail.com. You can also find me on Twitter at @BOBBY_CAPUCCI. The link that we discussed can be found in the description box.